the Pittsburgh Tech Report, a weekly snapshot of technology trends, newsmakers, and research in our region. I'm Melinda Roeder for 90.5 WESA. In tech headlines, the man credited with inventing email has died. Internet pioneer Ray Tomlinson was 74 years old. Back in 1971, he came up with the idea of electronic messages that could be sent from one network to another. His invention included the iconic at symbol in email addresses. He died of a heart attack over the weekend. Barnes & Noble has announced it will stop selling digital books in the UK next week. The decision is the result of sluggish sales, which lagged substantially behind competitor Amazon Kindle. Here in the U.S., ebook sales were down as much as 10% last year, according to the Association of American Publishers. This week, the Tech Report takes a closer look at gender barriers online and how a group of local women are taking on Wikipedia. Try searching for information online and you might notice something missing from the data and discourse. Women.
So the gender gap on Wikipedia really just boils down to that most of the people who write on Wikipedia are men.
That's Kelly Doyle, a librarian at West Virginia University and scholar of gender equality.
I think I'm mostly going to be editing pages today.
Doyle drove to Pittsburgh this weekend to join more than 100 other women for a day-long Wikipedia edit-a-thon. Alexander Oliver co-hosted the local event that was part of a worldwide campaign to add more female voices to Wikipedia content.
So when I heard about this event, I thought it was a great idea, and it was surprising to me that Pittsburgh had not participated before, so we thought it was time to bring this thing to Pittsburgh.
Alex says she's been contributing to Wikipedia for years, editing articles to include more citations about successful female researchers, scholars, and especially artists.
We've increasingly become aware of the ways in which tech and online culture and digital culture are hostile to women. So in the case of Wikipedia, this is reflected both in the content and in the participation among the editorship. So for example, only I think 15% of the biographical articles on Wikipedia are about women.
Because most of the women at this weekend's event were beginners, organizers started with a brief tutorial on what constitutes relevant content and sources.
You must be able to cite the information and make sure it's verifiable.
Within moments, they were all logging in and ready to reach out.
Yeah, it's my first time trying to do Wikipedia, so I'm just going to edit and play around a little bit.
It's not just women. A few men like Mike Howe from Open Pittsburgh came to post, too. The organization advocates for access to governmental information, and he believes access shouldn't be limited to gender.
Obviously, it's male-dominated, and what has to happen is a real understanding that there are more than just guys in the technology field.
It's so great to see so many guys here today.
That is co-organizer Vicky Clark, a self-described feminist. She says she hopes events like this make internet users more aware of significant contributions women have made to the world over time and now with new technologies.
And Wikipedia is used by so many people. So if they don't see women, they don't think women did anything.
To date, nearly 1,000 Wikipedia articles have been created or improved with new citations as a direct result of the annual Edit-a-thon, an effort the website supports and promotes, along with companies like Google who've provided funding. That's this week's Pittsburgh Tech Report. I'm Melinda Roeder for 90.5 WESA.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by ANSYS, developing engineering simulation software for clients worldwide since 1970.